Oh, horrid is the crime of blood, and damnable if understood. And yet this sin so rife is grown, the like before was never known. As by this tragic act you see, how bloody it appears to be, a son the father for to kill, and suddenly his blood to spill. Oh, horrid, horrid, sure to tell, for this must be contrived in hell, or no one else could do this deed to make a harmless father bleed. Simmons, a watchmaker by trade, about 3 years since married a maid, whose father lived at the Crown, a weaver in the artillery ground. And with this maiden it is told, he had a portion all in gold. The father for a year to come kept both the daughter and the son. Then went the daughter and the son into the world to live alone. But in a year or less was he ruined by debauchery. His father set him up again, in hopes his lewdness he'd refrain. But still all that his father gave, the son would not one penny save. When that the father slacked his hand, this spendthrift would not stay on land. But on the sea straight went the son, that and the gallows refuses none. But lately he returned on shore, and to his father went for more. The father cried, I cannot give. The son replied, then you shan't live. So straight a pistol he did get, and with six slugs he charged it. Then waited a full hour and more to shoot his father at the church door. On Sunday the 12th of July, this wicked son in wait did lie, to work his father's overthrow, while he poor man to church did go. And just as his poor father come, straight cursed him did the wicked son, and swearing now I have you found, I will have your heart's blood and wounds. So cocked the pistol and let fly into his guts immediately, six slugs which did his bowels tear while the minister was at prayer. Murder being cried and noise of gun made people out of the church run. They found the murdered father lie, the son with sword drawn standing by. They cried, what's this that thou hast done? What's that to you? Replies the son. But they secured him presently, and now in Newgate he does lie. Now, children, love your parents dear. Let no temptations you ensnare to do as this vile wretch has done, a father murdered by a son.